Thank you all for coming out, and especially the visitors. Thank you all for coming. Why don't we start with prayer? Dear Lord, thank you for this Sunday morning, and thank you for the nice weather. And just pray that you would bless what I have to share, and just help me to share it in a clear way, and pray that it be a blessing to those here. Bless the rest of the service. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so this morning, I am going to share a little bit on faithfulness, and especially in where I'm thinking is in small areas in our lives where it takes a lot of faithfulness to keep going. And so what made me think about this is, I think 2 weeks ago, it was me and Jesse Martin were walking through Pottsville. And, well, let me back up a little bit. So just, I've been going to Pottsville, and sometimes I've been wondering if I really should go, if it's worth it. And, but I've been going. I still don't know if I'm going to keep going. But then 2 weeks ago, we had I think it's a pretty fun experience because we were talking to a fellow named Juan, and he was drinking out in the park, and we sat down with him, we were going to talk with him, and all of a sudden this police officer came and grabbed his drink and dumped it out, and he eventually called two others, and we had three police officers there that we were talking to, and it was actually a lot of fun. And so it's not like we converted anyone, but it was kind of just a fun experience, and I was glad I was there that night. So, why don't we all turn to Matthew 25, and I'm going to read 14 to 30. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord saith unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the other 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou wast a hard man, and thou reapest where thou hast not sown, and gatherest where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So this talks about the one or two servants, that both of them were faithful, and added to what their Lord had given them. And then the one was not faithful in what his Lord gave him, and he was rejected by his Lord. And I was thinking of different areas in my life. I think one of the biggest ones is my work. I work for my dad, and at this point, often I feel like I get what no one else wants to do sometimes. Not always, but, you know, it's kind of what I do here and there. And just, I can feel like it's not fair, or I can just accept what I have to do and try to, even if I'm not enjoying it, just try to have fun even and enjoy it. And one thing my dad said is that the most valuable employees are the ones that are willing to stoop down and do like the dirty work. And one example is, so my dad does footers, and often he likes to pull me from framing to help with the footers. And sometimes I feel like doing a footer, and sometimes I don't. So, but the reality is, if no one does a footer, no one gets the frame. So, that's just one area where I can be cheerful and do the footer and just be faithful. Now, I'd like to look at Noah a little bit. I think he's a good example of someone who was faithful. So Noah spent, I couldn't quite tell exactly, I don't know if anyone knows, but I think it's like 50 to 75 years building the ark. And he had never seen rain before, so that would be a little bit hard thing to do, I guess, because he just believed that God was going to send rain. He just, for 50 to 70 years, he was building the ark. And then when God sent rain, he was blessed by being saved from the flood. And all the other people that didn't believe and were not faithful were killed. Another example was David. And David was, when he was young, I feel sometimes like David, he was faithful in taking care of the sheep. And God saw that and saw that as someone that he could use later to be king. And I think the people that are faithful in the small things that seem insignificant are the ones that God can use for greater things later. So just some areas that for all of us where we can be faithful. Some of these don't apply to me so much, but some of them can. I think a big one is our families, even as parents. Whether it's being faithful as parents or as for us as children, being faithful in our spot and showing respect, that can be a very hard thing for me sometimes. Another thing is our relationship with God. That takes a lot of faithfulness and upkeep. And I want to do better with that. Bible reading and prayer especially. Another one is our relationships with just people we work with, people from church, authorities. And the last thing is faithfulness in the church. Each of us have a different role in the church, and we can be faithful in where we are, and that's what keeps the church going. So in closing, I'm going to read Galatians 6:9. You can turn there if you want. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So I hope this could be a little bit of an encouragement to you all, and God bless the rest, bless you all.